Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Our podcast later on today. What a great time of year this is. You got your son coming into town.
Yep.
Off at college. That's first time around, too.
I know. And that's he's wild. Already giving me a list of everywhere he wants to eat.
That's great.
Right?
Yeah.
So I got the list of everywhere that he has to eat.
Home for the holidays. Yep. My sons are coming in from their locations. It's going to be a great week. Great week. Now, we haven't played the Pamela Pumpkin yet. All right, let's play that.
All right.
Now, let's start from the very beginning. Who is Pamela Pumpkin?
I have no idea.
No idea.
She was on the internet. She was like an internet sensation with the workout candy.
Yeah. Oh, I thought she actually had like a show or
No, I have no idea. She just became like internet famous.
She's huge on social media.
Wait, Spadil has his hand up.
Oh, Spadil.
Her name's Laura Clary, and she has a YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Here's one of the ones that we've played in the past. This is one of her workouts, right?
Yeah.
Pamela right. Pumpkin, and you're about to do Pamela Pumpkin's Halloween workout. Woo! This is Alan. All right, come on. Shake off the Skittles. Shake off the Reese's.
All right, you get it. You get it. Got to shake off the Skittles. Now, this one is a Thanksgiving turkey trot, which I don't think we've ever heard of before.
Nope, it's new, I think.
Brand new. All right, hang on. I got to find it
now. I'm like,
my computer reset.
Oh, son of a biscuit eater.
I know.
All I know is that her husband's dressed up like a banana or something.
All right. Here we go.
Wait, what's he dressed up? Oh, he's a turkey.
He's a turkey.
I couldn't see it. Yeah.
All right. Turkey trot, Pamela Pumpkin.
All right, come on. Shake off the gravy, shake off the stuffing, shake off the cranberry sauce.
This turkey is so different.
Trot. Turkey.
Trot. Do the mashed potato.
Gobble, baby, wobble, baby, gobble, wobble.
Trot past Uncle Bob's political rant to make sure you still fit in your pants.
Yeah!
Gratitude with an attitude.
I think I like.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
I think I like this one better. Do the mashed potato.
This is just horrible. It's just horrible.
Are you kidding? That's a smash.
Gobble, wobble, gobble.
Pamela Pumpkin should go on tour, man, with all these tunes. Hey, Spadil, I noticed there's another one in here of Christmas. Had we played that one before?
I don't think so.
All right, let's play it. Okay. What the hell? All right. We got nothing else to do, right?
Okay.
What the heck? All right, this is called the Pamela Pumpkin Christmas Workout. Shocker.
On the tree, it's Christmas time for you and me.
Sit on Santa's lap.
Oh, yeah.
Sit on Santa's lap.
All right, we're getting a little weird.
There are some sexual undertones here.
Well, okay. Gobble, gobble. Sit on Santa's lap. All that combined. Yeah.
What is going on?
Hi, y'all. I'm Pamela Pepkin, and you're about to do Pamela Pepkin's Holiday Workout. Come on.
Pick up the star, put it on the tree. Pick up the star, put it on the tree. Pick up the star, put it on the tree. It's Christmas time for you and me.
Sit on Santa's lap. Sit on Santa's lap. Sit on Santa's lap. And ask Santa for a six pack.
I think she's on drugs.
Somebody said that we should have played it from the beginning because she can't find Alan. I don't know.
I don't have the beginning.
She lost Alan? Lost her husband?
Isn't Alan her husband? Yeah. She lost Alan.
Was he the turkey?
He was the turkey.
He was the turkey, yeah. Right?
Oh, well.
I was going to go into talking about the giving tree and, you know, taking care of kids for Christmas, but it doesn't seem right now. So I think we'll take a break and come back and do that. Because sitting on, you know, Santa's lap and gobble, gobble, gobble.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. All right, we'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
If you missed something on the program, you can get it. It's the podcast on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for you. Just grab it there. All right, the BJ and Jamie giving tree. It's up and running right now. We're looking for nominations.
Yeah, we are. So go to alice1059.com. Again, it's alice1059.com. If you happen to know a family that's struggling a little bit, or maybe it's yourself, that's fine. You can nominate yourself. We don't care, right?
Right, we don't care.
Yeah, we don't care. And so just put it on there and tell us the story about it. Again, go to alice1059.com. There's a little flipper. It says contest page. Click that. Then you'll get sent over, and then put your email in and hit submit, and you will get the entire form. So it'll ask you questions like, just tell us a little bit about the family and how many kids and that. It's all about the kids. So if you're just nominating yourself as an adult, you're not going to get picked because this is for the kids.
Children.
Yeah.
And it's toys. Toys.
Yep. It is
not shoes, not shirts,
yep.
Just toys,
exactly.
Right? So we're going to make it happen, and we'll put 20 families up on the tree. Oh, by the way, thank you. Steel Bros Heating and Cooling, sponsor. Longmont Dairy, sponsor. Thank you. And Dave and Buster's.
Correct. So we appreciate all of them.
Really cool. All right, go nominate a family. Again, the contest page when you get to alice1059.com. All right, what is this audio?
This is just so weird that I was doom scrolling and I came across it. So on Friday, I don't know if you remember that I have, I'm in therapy. I don't know if I, remember I told you I've been seeing a therapist?
Yeah.
Yeah. For my problem with ads on all the social media.
I call it a shrink. She calls it a therapist.
It's a therapist to get me to stop buying the ads that I see because they're so damn convincing. I mean, they're amazing ads, right? And I don't know if you guys have been suckered into any of them or not.
Oh, 100%.
Right? It's a real problem. Yeah. So I'm doing exactly what Kristen Bell, I love Kristen Bell, and she's so funny. And so I come across this and I'm like, oh my God, she made me feel okay about me.
Okay.
All right, so play it.
So it makes you feel norm.
Yeah, listen.
I know exactly who needs to hear this, and it's everyone. I've been lying in bed for the last 2 hours. I don't want to say doom scrolling because it's been really lovely, but this is the time of year when you can get got, and you got to watch your back, okay? These ads, they come in hard, they come in fast, they're very convincing. So far, in the last 2 hours, I have purchased this car vacuum that has apparently NASA-level suction, this balance board, because my balance sucks, and this electric bird feeder, which takes glamour shots of the creatures in your backyard while they're snacking. Because you make it so easy. It's just click, 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 then it's yours. I didn't need any of this when I woke up this morning, but now it's on its way to my house.
Okay, two things. So I sent it to my girlfriends. Number one, how many people want the Bird Buddy? I do.
Absolutely.
I do. I looked it up. It's $254.
I like it.
I do too, but yes. Do we really need to take glamour shots of our birds?
What are you going to do with that?
So you put it outside, right? And then you get a notification on your phone that a bird has landed. And so then on your phone, you can look at it. And then if you want, you can take a picture of it. And the bird's like, ooh, yeah.
Pose
it. Yeah, it's like doing a photo shoot.
I think that is absolute viral gold.
Right?
Yes, you get that. You get some pictures. What if you get some birds doing some things birds don't normally do?
Well, not only that, it has AI. And it'll tell you what kind of bird it is.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, gotta have that.
But it's $254, and then the mounting rack is an extra $29.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I have this weird desire for it. I don't watch birds. I don't care about birds. Why do I want this product?
I don't know, but it's brilliant.
So the
whoever came up with it, it's brilliant.
I agree. The other one is that suction, the vacuum for your car.
With the NASA-level suction? Yeah.
With NASA-level suction!
That intrigued me, too. I was like, oh, I might need that.
I don't know what NASA-level suction means, but it sounds important.
Yeah, see, I'm a little bit off on that one. I'm not on board with that one. Here's why. Ooh. Anytime, because I've been seeing this for years.
NASA-level
suction. Anytime the word NASA is used to describe any product, don't go for it.
Yes.
Because it's not real. It can't be real.
You know what? I saw the video.
Can't be
BJ,
real.
BJ, you know those big jugs that are hard plastic that you get water in?
Yeah.
Those gigantic ones? They put that little vacuum at the neck of it, and it sucked it all the way in.
That's insane.
You know why? Because it has NASA-level suction.
That's right. And all the hair that you have in your car, right? Like Bree sheds in my car all the time.
Your wife sheds?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's told us
that. It's a thing.
Holy moly.
I can never get those up with a regular vacuum.
Guys.
Maybe the NASA can do it.
I'm telling you, you got to watch out for NASA. NASA products, you got to watch out for. Here's another one you got to watch out for.
Wait. Can I just have him read this? Will you read the car cleaning thing, the thing? Schmidl? Yeah.
Simplify car cleaning like never before. Experience the pinnacle of car cleaning innovation.
Whoa.
Meticulously crafted by industry experts.
Whoa!
Our products redefine convenience and efficiency.
Whoa.
Delivering unparalleled performance with every use.
Industry experts, BJ. Industry experts.
Are you ready for me to explain to you why I'm telling you that the NASA... Look, the bird feeder, Jamie, you're all over it.
Okay.
You're all over it. Brilliant. Okay? Uh-huh. Don't want to burst the bubble. But let me just give you a little bit of a warning, okay?
Okay.
I've ordered some of this stuff. Military-grade flashlights.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was pretty bright.
Yeah. How about those government-issued sunglasses? I ordered those. They're government-issued sunglasses. Oh, to
Secret
knock down
Service
the glare.
Secret Service wear them all the time.
Listen. Carson, hang on a second. They're sunglasses that you put on that knocks out the glare so much that you can be a sniper from 3,000 feet away and hit your target.
That's
because
nice.
The glare's gone. They're government issued for people that are snipers in the military. I ordered a pair of them. You can't even see my neighbor's house. They were such junk. Anytime. Okay, here's my point here.
Okay.
And I'm not dissing your whole thing with
Aerovac.
The Doom Scroll.
It's called Aerovac.
Anytime they use government issued, military grade,
NASA.
Or NASA suction, beware.
I wonder what NASA suction is.
I don't know.
Is that like a crazy astronaut I need to do?
Yeah. I don't know.
But I will tell you that Carson's his biggest disappointment.
Oh, my God.
We've all seen it. We've all seen the card with the butterflies that fly out.
And it has a cake in the middle.
Yeah.
Send the cake.
Right.
Well, the biggest flop ever. It showed up. And I was like, oh, my gosh, here you go, babe. Like, here you go. Nice birthday cake. You know, thinking butterflies go everywhere. She'd be surprised. They fly around the room. No. Not a single one left the ground. She opened it up, and it literally they scattered on our table. And we're, like, flopping around like dead butterflies.
They're like paper butterflies. They're supposed to fly.
They all wound up with rubber bands.
Yeah, and they just...
Don't do it. The videos are a scam.
The videos are great.
That's NASA-inspired butterflies.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Or military grade,
God, yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. I do want
They are disappointed.
I don't know why I want this bird feeder. Oh, God.
I'm with you. I think the bird feeder, although I don't see a lot of birds in our house, but maybe they would be if they knew they were being photographed.
Fed or fed, right? Because it's a feeder.
Yeah.
Maybe they're into think that they'll all just, well, maybe they're into all the narcissistic birds.
Well, she's got a camera over there. We got to go over there.
But you're right. There's nothing worse than ordering something and waiting for 2 or 3 weeks, watching to see when it's going to be delivered. I mean, now we track it. We track it from its warehouse all the way to our house. And there's nothing worse than opening that box and be so disappointed that you waited on this.
I know this is a white trash gift, but I don't care. It's me. So I was so excited to get my girlfriend drinks Michelob Ultra. So you know how the caps, you take the caps off or whatever? Well, this is a little gun and you put the cap in it and you pull it back and you shoot and it looks like it would like really hurt. So I was so excited for this and she shot it and went, it's all a lie.
That's your box of butterflies.
It wasn't military grade.
Government issued.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my God. So bad.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here we are, Monday, Thanksgiving week.
BJ and Jamie.
Man, oh man.
What?
They're going to sell so many of these bird feeders. It's unbelievable.
People love the bird feeder.
Holy cow. I think I'm going to get one. What's it called again?
Bird Buddy.
How much was it? 200 something dollars?
Yeah, it's $254. Yeah. But listen, all right, but let's think practicality. Okay. All right. So I guess there's two different shows on Netflix, okay? One of them is called Shopping Conspiracy. Another one is called Buy Now. And what they do is they show us the highlights of all these products, right?
Okay.
Like, but they don't show us that, like, for example, the AeroVac with NASA suction technology.
Yeah.
It only runs for 20 minutes on a 2-hour charge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, 20 That's minutes awful. Is pretty good, though.
That's horrible.
If you're
going to
clean
2 hours?
Out a car.
It definitely takes me at least like 45 minutes an hour to clean out my
car. Suck out your car.
Yeah. When you got a dirty car.
If you want to do a deep clean.
Yeah, and then you have to wait another 2 hours. Well, that's in the fine print, isn't it?
All right?
Bird Buddy.
I warned you about the NASA product. Did I not? It's got government issued. It's got, military grade.
Right?
Always beware. Always beware.
There's a lot of people texting us saying they love their Bird Buddy. But let's really, first of all, BJ, let's say I got it for you for Christmas. Okay. A $254 gift. How long do you think it sits in the backseat of your truck before you ever put it up?
I would probably never put it up because I'm notorious for things like that. But I will tell you this. If I ever told my wife that I've got the bird feeder in the truck, she would put it up. Because her and Frog would get a blast out of that, okay? But I personally probably wouldn't really put it up.
How long does the excitement last? Okay, so we put up Bird Buddy, right?
Yeah.
And then a bird lands and we get, ding, a notification that a bird is on my Bird Buddy. So I look at it and I'm like, whoa, there's a car. Do we have cardinals here? I don't know. Anyway, there's a cardinal. Let's say a red cardinal.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy because AI will tell me what kind of bird it is. And I'm just sitting there watching it eat some bird feed. And then I click and I take a picture of it. What do I do with it?
Jamie, we watched a giraffe try to give birth for
weeks. We did do that.
Well,
please don't remind me of that.
We're the morning show that set up a webcam for naked ants.
Oh, that's right.
Live naked ants.
Remember that?
I do. That was
hoping that at some point they'd dance for us.
Yeah.
But they didn't.
They didn't.
But they ate
each other.
But I think that.
Because I got the wrong ants.
I think that you and I have the mentality that that bird feeder would be actually entertaining.
All right, well, consider it a Christmas gift.
I'm worried, though, with Jamie, because I feel like it wouldn't even make it out of the box.
I know.
You wouldn't even know if it got delivered.
So you know that honey that I bought, that Makona honey or whatever, is supposed to be great for all kinds of things? I don't even know where I put it.
Yeah.
I was thinking that the other day because I came across another ad for honey, special honey or whatever. I was like, damn, I remember getting the Makona special honey.
And you were so excited about it.
I was so excited. It was kind of expensive. It was like $69 for 4 ounces or something. I don't know where it is.
Yeah. I could see where that would wear off, though.
Yeah.
From the time you ordered it till the time it gets to your house, how you kind of backed off the old honey shot.
Well, then I got these mushrooms. Not mushrooms for like, woo. It's just like mushrooms for health.
Yeah.
Not like psychedelic.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. So they have like four different kinds.
Yeah.
And so I was reading, I was like, oh, this is cool. Well, then at the very bottom of the label, it says this product contains lead.
What?
Well.
What? Huh.
You might should have
been able to sell that. Yeah.
How am I eating four different kinds of mushrooms for my health and then it contains lead?
I didn't know a mushroom could contain lead.
Maybe it's drawing from the soil that has leads in it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe some lead's good for you. Who knows? I don't know.
It probably came from California and they're just required to put, even if it's like 0.00001%, they're required to put that on there.
Dude, it's so funny because when I lived in California, in our parking garage, it said this parking garage may cause cancer.
And
I
what?
Yeah, it's a big sign and I pulled into it and it said C government, CA, you know, dot, dot,
like
dot.
Like the website?
Like go do it. And every day I pulled in there, I was like, oh my God, this parking garage might cause cancer.
By the way, now that you've mentioned the signs, what's the story with these signs up in Boulder?
Aren't those
I have
awesome?
No idea. I only heard about it through you this morning.
Yeah, those are fun.
I haven't seen this story. What went on up there?
So somebody put up what looks like legitimate signs, okay?
Like from the city or county or whatever.
They're spot on.
They are. They're like all metal and they're done well and they look in the same font, the same everything. And it says, slow the F down with the real word on it.
And watch out for kids. Don't hit any kids.
And another one said, no, it says, don't kill kids today.
Yes.
Don't kill kids today?
Yeah, they're in a school zone.
And they have no idea who put these signs up?
Mm-mm.
There's one that says, speed limit. Get off your damn phone.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then another one says, slow down, bitch.
These should be legit.
They are legit.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.